Irreverent. Entertaining. Cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Dave's Good Vibration Station with Dave Cohen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Radio station. I'm your host, Davey, and this is the show where we talk about anything and everything to raise your vibration. Woo! So you guys are probably wondering if you are first-time Vibration Station listeners, or if you've been listening for a while and you just want a reminder, what does it mean to raise your vibration? When we say here, Dave's Good Vibration Station, what does that actually mean? Well, just to give you guys a little recap, vibration is thought, vibration is action, vibration is intention, vibration is expectation, vibration is literally everything in the universe. So that's really what it comes down to. Science has proven to us through multiple experiments that every single thing, living or not, animate or inanimate, is a vibration. Not just has a vibration, but is a vibration. So what that means is every person, every place, everything has a consciousness. There's an energy to it, right? In 1975, actually, UCLA, you know, one of the most popular, most famous schools in the history of the planet, UCLA did a study with Krillian photography. Krillian photography is the use of electromagnetic photography. So what that means is through using a specific type of camera that only picks up electromagnetic frequencies, they studied and actually proved that everything has an energy. There is a frequency, there is a vibration, there is a consciousness to everything. And everything has its own color. Each vibration has its own color. Each energy has its own color. I mean, energy is vibration. It's all one and the same. But essentially what I'm getting here to, guys, is here on the Vibration Station, we, and I say this every week because it's true, we have dedicated our lives to the sole purpose of offering to you, to the masses, to humanity, new, improved, joy-filled ways to approach this human experience for the sole purpose of being happier. Because when you're happier, everyone else around you is happier. When everyone else around you is happier, that creates a tremendous ripple effect, right? And then all of a sudden, the entire vibrational frequency of our planet, the collective energy, the collective consciousness of our planet raises. This is the power of vibration. This is the power of frequency. And most importantly, this is the power of your thoughts. This is the power of your ability to consciously and deliberately direct your energy, direct your emotions, direct your actions, your feelings, only in ways that serve your highest and greatest good. Now, you're probably going to say, Dave, that's way easier said than done. How do I dedicate my energy? How do I devote positivity into my life when I'm dealing with someone that screwed me over? How can I focus on feeling positive when I don't have enough money to support my family? How can I focus on feeling positive when the person I love just left me? How can I focus on being positive when I just lost the job of my dreams? Well, first of all, those are all great questions. And second of all, there's an answer to all of them. And the answer is, you are not a victim to your circumstances. And that's really what it comes down to, guys. So here on today's show, what we're going to be talking about is, first of all, the power of you. The power that lies within your ability to focus and to create. Okay. Number two, we're going to be talking about learning to let go of that old pattern of victimization. When you think to yourself that you are a victim, you literally attract more circumstances into your life that support your belief system that you are a victim. So we've talked about these concepts here on today's show. We've talked about them separately. We've talked about them together. I decided that because of everything that's been going on in our world, I mean, for the last 5 years, and it's been getting exponentially crazier and crazier and crazier and crazier and crazier, I want to devote as many shows as I can to touching as many people in as many empowering ways as possible. So here on today's show, the sole purpose is to assist you in becoming happier and living a happier lifestyle. All right, so let's get into that. How do we live a happier lifestyle? That's a question for the ages. That is a not just a million-dollar question, not a billion-dollar question, not a trillion. That is a Googleplex dollar question, because you can't put a price tag on happiness. People say, to a certain extent, money can buy happiness, which I believe to an extent is true. But actually, happiness is all sourced from within. What I'm saying when to an extent money can buy happiness is, yes, it can be very depressing and down when you can't pay your rent or pay your mortgage. That brings you down. When you have money and you're able to pay, you're happy. So yes, money brings happiness to an extent. But on the flip side, there are a lot of people out there, lots of them, that have all the money in the world, but they cannot seem to find a grasp on their joy. So money does not in any way, shape, or form ensure happiness, right? Let's just get that out of the way. Money does not ensure happiness in any way. So if one of the things in your life that you're dealing with is a lack of money, or I should say an abundance of lack, because the universe only knows abundance. You only have an abundance of something. You either have an abundance of lack or you have an abundance of abundance. One way or another, it's abundance. You have a lot of it. You either have a lot of something or you have a lot of nothing. But at least you have something. So, having said that, if money is what you're struggling with, then you need to understand the only thing that's holding you back from really finding that place of contentment and that place of joy is the feeling that the money you feel you deserve is not there. Think about this. Everything you experience is a feeling. It's an emotion. It's an emotional response. It's a vibrational response to a circumstance in your reality. What does that mean? That means that no matter what's actually happening in your world, it's all happening in your mind. No matter what is happening in your world, it's all happening in your mind. So that's how, you've heard the rags to riches story probably a million times. You know, how does someone go from rags to riches? How does someone go from having nothing to having everything? They believe in themselves. They put the effort in and they know that by every single piece of effort that they contribute, they get closer and closer and closer to the life that they know they deserve to experience. Versus someone that puts the energy in, but doesn't necessarily believe in this higher power that is guiding them, that is showing them that they are capable of being, doing, and having anything and everything that they desire and that they know that they deserve. If you listen to just about any, you know, famous actor, actress, author, I mean, the list just goes on and on and on. Anybody in media and television, any, you know, major speaker, talk about Oprah, Tony Robbins. I mean, literally, even people that you wouldn't even think, like Denzel Washington, Jim Carrey. Gosh, the list just goes on and on and on. Jack Nicholson even talks about the law of attraction. So there has to be something there for all these people to have become, so Will Smith talks about it, for all these people to have become so unbelievably successful, there has to be some sort of common theme, which there is. And that common theme is they believe that when they put out the energy, when they put out the work, they're going to get something in return. They don't question it, they know it. And that's the difference between somebody that is deliberately creating versus somebody that is creating through default. Now, let's take a step back. What does that mean, creating through default? Well, that's what we do most of the time. Unless we are consciously setting our intentions, unless we are deliberately segment intending, saying, okay, in this next segment of my life, I'm going to focus my energy in this way for the purpose of attracting this. Unless we're doing that, we are creating by default. So creating by default is when you have an experience and you choose to react instead of take a moment, think about the situation, and act in a way that contributes to the highest and greatest good of yourself and everybody involved. That's the difference between creating by default and being a deliberate creator. Someone that looks at a situation and says, okay, what's the best possible thing that I could do for myself and everybody else involved? That is being a deliberate creator. That is being a deliberate thinker. And that is using your power, your infinite, divine, unconditionally loving, and yielding power of creation to your highest and greatest potential. When you look at a circumstance or situation and you just immediately react and say and start freaking out and lower your vibration and go into fear or go into judgment or go into frustration, then all of a sudden, that's what you get more of. And not only are you generating that for yourself, but you're generating that for everybody else around you. And that's another series of responsibilities that we don't understand how powerful we truly are. Right here on the Vibration Station, we've talked about the ripple effect many times before. The ripple effect being obviously one sentence, one action, one vibration can ripple and change the vibration of everything, right? Every single word someone says has an effect to someone else. Every single action that someone takes has an effect on someone else. Every single intention or expectation someone sets, either for themselves or someone else, has a direct reflection or connection to someone. So, on another level, if you are incapable of activating happiness and joy and a sustainable state of happiness, a sustainable state of joy, not just brief moments, not just when you get a check and you're like, oh, yay, okay, got the check, now I'm happy. But wake up and just find things to be happy for. Go outside, breathe in the delicious air. Wow, it's so fresh, right? Drink some water, give thanks for that water, whatever it is, just laugh about life. When you can do that, the universe will. It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when you get to get out of your own way and you allow for that stuff to happen, the universe will start responding to you in ways that bring you more joy. So this leads us into our next topic for the day. As we've had on multiple times before, many speakers, we've had on LA Talk Radio's own Dr. Michelle, on the couch with Dr. Michelle. She's talked about this multiple times. We've had Coot Blackson, who's actually been on Oprah. He's talked about this multiple times. We've had CEOs of large companies and so on and so forth come on the Vibration Station and talk about exactly what I'm going to be sharing with you today. And that is, believe it or not, the importance of clearing your mind, the importance of meditation, the importance of learning to be a conscious thinker through the power of clearing your mind. So that's the next segment of today's show, is how to be a conscious thinker through meditation. All right. Now, meditation is a word that is so effortlessly thrown around. People say, oh, yeah, I meditate. Oh, sure. I meditate every day. That think they're meditating, but maybe don't necessarily understand that they have to clear the mind to allow for a state of meditation. So what I'd like to get into now is just talking about the very basics of what it means to meditate, a couple different ways to meditate, and obviously how quickly you can raise your vibration. You know, you can do a 7-minute mindful eating practice meditation. I mean, you can meditate through whatever you are doing. And see, that's the thing that a lot of people don't understand. You know, there's a great saying, and I say it just about every single show, is if you don't have 15 minutes in your day to meditate, if you can't take 15 minutes out of your day to meditate, then you need to meditate for 20. So essentially what that's saying is the importance of meditation is at the top of the list of priorities. If you are so busy and so focused and so slammed on the grind and working and constantly doing something every single second of every single day, and you're going, and you don't have 15 minutes to take out of your day to meditate, then what the masters say is, then you need to be taking 20. You need to find a way to, let go of whatever it is that you're doing, take 20 minutes out, clear the mind. Because once you clear the mind, all of a sudden, you become a vibrational equivalent to receiving everything that you're working so hard towards, right? So let's talk about briefly different ways of meditation. So when people hear meditation, earlier when I was saying the word is thrown around so casually and kind of so effortlessly, people tend to have this concept that meditation is only crossing your legs and chanting or oming or, you know, getting in a crisscross applesauce position and, like, you know, being quiet for 20 minutes. That's not the only way to do it, although that is a wonderful way to do it. A lot of people find great strength and are capable of recalibrating their consciousness and really getting into a high vibration by sitting in silence for 20 minutes. But you can meditate on your way home from work by listening to music. You can take, let's say you have a 20-minute commute, even better if you have a 30-minute commute or even an hour commute, look forward to that time. Take that time to listen to music that just takes you out of your consistent patterns of overwhelming thoughts of gotta do this, gotta do that, gotta do this, gotta do that, wish I didn't do that, wish I did this differently. Get out of that and move into the statement. Meditation is training your mind how to be present. That's all it is. Meditation is simply training your mind on how to be present. Another quote, one of my favorites. Yesterday is history, tomorrow is a mystery, and today is a gift, for that is why it is called the present. This moment, this day, is the gift, is the present of creation. God's greatest gift is this moment. Now, when I say God, people have a skewed version of what that might be. Whatever that is for you. When I say God, I just mean the universe. I mean the cosmos. I mean the energy of all that is, everything, all that is, all time, space. That's God. That's the universe for me. Call it the prime oversoul or the top angel, whatever you want. It's everything. God is you. You are God. You are an extension of the all that isness. All that is lies within you. So thank yourself. You know, thank yourself. Recognize that and thank yourself in the process. But getting yourself out of that day-to-day grind, getting yourself out of that focal point of stress and overwhelmment and needing to push and needing to figure out your problems. Take a step out of that. Whether it's listening to music on your way home from work that just gets you in a groove and just totally gets you in the present, in the moment, in the gift of what the Creator has to offer, which is this moment. Use it wisely. Become present. Enjoy the music. Right? That's one thing. Another thing people do, take a walk. Just literally take a little walk around your neighborhood, in your backyard. Sit in your backyard. Hug a tree. If you have a tree in your backyard, sit under the tree. I know it sounds hippie. Sounds like super hippie shit. Go hug a tree. It's actually super healing. You know, there's also been scientific proof that by hugging a tree for 20 seconds releases endorphins and actually releases hormones of like serotonin and dopamine, norepinephrine. Hugging a tree for, I'm sorry, did I say 20 minutes? 20 seconds. Oh my God. Hugging a tree for 20 minutes. You're like, wow, what is this? What did this dude smoke this morning? Hug a tree for 20 seconds. Believe it or not, you will feel better. Make sure there's no spiders or bugs on the tree. Maybe brush the tree off, whatever. Hug the tree for 20 seconds. And it's been scientifically proven that it releases endorphins. I know it sounds crazy. Look it up for yourself. Look it up. There's been scientific research on it. So whatever it is that you guys can do that'll get you in the present moment, because that is the key. That is the key to living a happy life. That is the key to being a happier person. That is the key to manifesting in a more effortless way the things that you work so hard to manifest. You know, the idea that there are prerequisites, the idea that there are conditions to you manifesting whatever it is that you're looking to manifest, that is not true. There's no universal law that says you have to go to school to get, to make this kind of money. There's no universal law that says you have to abide by or subscribe to certain belief systems to be a good person. That's not true. So as long as you are not harming anybody, that you're not harming yourself, that you are doing the best that you can, that you are focusing in as much as you can in a loving way, choosing to see the light within beings and everyone around you, choosing to see a greater version of yourself and a brighter, happier, healthier, wealthier, more sustained and joyous version of yourself. That's the only way that you are going to embody your full potential and really live up to your ability to be a deliberate creator. So I know that I've been feeding you guys a lot of information, since the beginning of the show. It's been a hefty 26 minutes. We've gone into a lot of different stuff, right? But let's simplify this once again. The importance of, number one, being good to yourself, living a happy life, doing whatever you can to get happy. How do we get happy? Take a step out of the day-to-day grind. And when I say take a step out, it's a step in consciousness. It's a step in your mind. You are literally choosing to shift your thought patterns. That's what taking a step back is choosing to shift your thought patterns. So to be good to yourself, take a step back by shifting your thought patterns. Move into a state of being present. Be grateful for the little things here and there. The water that you drink, the food that you eat, the fresh, clean air that you get to breathe. Try not to focus too much on the things that you feel like you don't have control over, right? So many people that I speak with, so many people that I talk to, they are still, you know, they talk about politics and they talk about these new, you know, laws and propositions and new leaders of our nation and of the globe. And they give so much power to these people. They give so much power. And when I say they, it's they are those people that are talking about politics and talking about how, well, by this person being in office, it's going to affect me in a negative way. By this person being in office, or by this law being passed, or by this proposition being passed, it's going to affect me or my world in a negative way. It's actually not. Right? And I'll tell you why. Even if you are one of those people that fall under the categories where you do actually get affected by one of these laws or propositions that were put in place, the thing is, no matter what circumstance arises in your reality, no matter what experience you have, you can always choose to see the silver lining. You know, every cloud has its silver lining. With every negative, with every experience that proposes itself to be negative, with every experience that gives you the illusion of negativity, there's always an option for you to see why that experience manifested, especially at the time that it did. Recognize the timing in your life when things manifest. You'll probably notice that the bad things manifest at the worst possible times. Do you think that's by chance? Do you think that it's just by chance that when one thing bad happens, all of a sudden it's followed by two or three or four others? That is not by chance. That is the laws of the universe working in response, in concert, in correlation with your vibration, with your consciousness. And same thing with when really great things happen. When one amazing thing happens, usually it's followed by another two, three, or four, sometimes five amazing things. That is not by random chance, right? In the same exact way, on a much smaller scale, on a much less important smaller scale, although everything is equally important, right? In the same way that when you are in a hurry, when you're running late and you hit all red lights, once again, do you think that that's just by chance? Absolutely not. No, no way. That is a response to your vibration. And the sooner that you realize that, the sooner that you accept that, the sooner you have the ability to control whether or not you attract more of that into your experience. And that is really just what it comes down to. The sooner you realize that what you focus on, you create, the quicker you give yourself the ability to become a deliberate creator. Now, after the show, or even right now, if you want, first of all, feel free to email me, guys, anytime you want, davesvibrationstation@gmail.com. Once again, the email address there is davesvibrationstation@gmail.com. If you have anything that you want to share with me, if you have any questions, if you want to get a little bit more clarity or insight in regards to whatever it is that we're talking about here today or anything else in life, go ahead, shoot me an email. I'll make sure to get back to you as quickly as I can, right? So just understand, let's break it down in a very simple way. Number one, life is hectic. Life is not easy. It's not meant to be, okay? Another thing, just food for thought. When you hear someone say life is hectic or life isn't easy, life isn't supposed to be easy. It's supposed to be a, you know, series of lessons, and however we, you know, process those lessons and however we process those experiences is really what determines our life. So you could say, yeah, okay, that's all well and good. But when I go on Instagram, I see these people posting pictures of them on their private jets. You know, these 18-year-old kids that are multimillionaires because they invested in, you know, cryptocurrency when they were, you know, 14 years old or whatever it is, you know, or, you know, daddy set up a trust fund for me with, you know, $500,000. So, you know, you look at all these people that are well off, and if you realize all of that had to do with money, right? Because that's really what we base a lot of things off of is, oh, look at what this person is experiencing. Oh, because they are able to do that and I am not. So all of a sudden there's a comparison and then you feel less than. So keep in mind, these people, sure, they may have money. They may have more money than you. But that does not mean that their potential for happiness is greater than yours. All that means is they have a different situation and they are of vibrational alignment to their circumstances. And if that's what you want more of, then embody that. If that's what you want more of, then feel the energy of what it feels like to have that stuff. Wake up and envision yourself. If you want a private jet, wake up and envision yourself having the limo pick you up, getting into the limo, even give the driver a name if you want to. Okay. Thanks, Pierre. How you doing, man? Hey, here's a $500 tip because you're a great guy and I appreciate you. Whatever, you know, if abundance is your thing that you want to focus on, you got to feel in your soul, in your heart, that you already have it. In the same way that when you work for a week straight, let's just say you work, you know, you work your work week, you know, beyond the shadow of a doubt, that check is going to come or that money is going to be directly deposited into your account. You know it. You know it. You don't even question it. Otherwise, you wouldn't show up to work, right? So when you show up to work, you know that you're getting paid for that day. Same exact energy. When you show up in consciousness and when you show up to yourself and you say, okay, I visualize myself attracting $10 million. I don't know where it's going to come from. I don't know how it's going to come, but I know because I showed up. I showed up in my mind and I am creating and visualizing an entire circumstance, something that already exists in the vast infinite realm of the universe. There is already a parallel reality of me experiencing this. So the more I visualize it and the more I feel it, the closer I become in my mind to feeling like it is already on its way and to feeling like I have it, the quicker it comes, and that's it. The more I focus on how I don't have it, the more I worry, the further away I move. That's why the feeling of worry and the feeling of lack and the feeling of despair or the feeling of regret or jealousy actually feel so shitty is because that is your emotions are a direct reflection of your relationship between your ego and your source. The closer you are, the closer your ego is in alignment with its source, with your source, the happier you feel. and the closer you are to manifesting the perfect relationship, the perfect amount of abundance and wealth, the perfect amount of food for you, your loved ones, this planet, and all beings throughout the cosmos, the perfect amount of energy, the perfect vibrational alignments for you and your loved ones and this planet and everyone that you care about. It all starts with you. I've said this probably a million times over the last 10 years of hosting the show on LA Talk Radio, but one of my favorite quotes of all time, my man Michael Jackson, I'm starting with the man in the mirror. He understood. Even Michael Jackson talked about the law of attraction. He understood. If I want to see a change in the world, I need to start with myself. If I want to see a change in other people, if I want other people in my life to change, I need to change. I understand that everyone I interact with is a vibrational equivalent to my consciousness. I am responding only to the version of them that I am capable of perceiving. And once you grasp that concept, everything flips upside down. You are the people that you interact with. You are an extension of everything in the universe. And I know it sounds airy-fairy, and these are very broad terms that many people use in the spiritual community and the conscious community, but it's cliche for a reason. Deepak Chopra just came out with a book last year. It's called You Are the Universe. And he talks about he hired the greatest quantum physicists on the planet, the greatest scientists on the planet, the greatest minds on the planet. They got together. And in this book, You Are the Universe, they literally talk about how science proves that you, through the brain, are projecting your entire experience. Your consciousness is the projector of reality. And the sooner that you understand that, the sooner you become in control of everything in your reality. The quicker you embrace the fact that you are your universe, there is no separation between you and everything that is. You are directly connected, not only connected, but flowing to you and through you is the stream of creation, the stream of abundance. The money is in the air. Anything that you define, that you decide, that you want for yourself already exists for you. It already lies within you. The money's not out there. It's in you. The perfect relationship is not out there. It's in you. You have to become a vibrational alignment by feeling the feeling of what it's like to be loved by someone. Give yourself that feeling. What does it feel like to just imagine? What's it going to feel like when that person comes along that I do fall in love with? How's it going to feel to cuddle? Are we going to put candles on the nightstand? What kind of movies are we going to watch together? How many times are we going to meditate? What kind of hikes are we going to go on? Where are we going to go hiking? Those kinds of things. You get to define for yourself and then feel that energy and say, okay, I showed up to do my work in the same way, just like we talked earlier. You physically show up to your location of work and you put in the time and the effort, you know you're getting paid, you know you're getting something in return for that. When you show up in consciousness, you show up in time and space and you put in the work in your mind by feeling and knowing that everything that you want, all the things that you've decided that you want for yourself are currently in transit to you, and all you need to do to experience them physically and tangibly, the only thing that you need to do to full on have them manifest and materialize in your reality is get out of your own way and let go of feeling like the victim. You are not a victim to your circumstances. There is no one in your reality that has the power to bring you down or to change your belief system or to change anything about you unless you give them that power. The sooner you realize that, the happier you will be. And that is just period, end of report, guys. The more you surrender, the less control you feel like you, the less you need to control things in your reality, the less there is to control. So as soon as you decide that you do not need to control every facet of your reality, that's a big thing that a lot of people struggle with, is control issues. I can say I struggle with my own issues of control, needing control over circumstances in my life. Everybody does. We all do. It doesn't make us bad people, but what it does is it holds us back. Because we feel like we need to control. Why do we need to control? Because something is wrong, or because something is not the way that it should be. Well, how would it feel like if that thing was the way that it should be? Once you get into that state, bam, all of a sudden it works itself out, and there's nothing else that you need to control. So as soon as you realize that there is nothing for you to control in your reality, as soon as you realize the best, most efficient, most prosperous approach, most joyous approach to your life is to be in a state of surrenderance, is to tell yourself that it's okay not to have to have your hands in every single aspect of your life. Just give it up to Creator, give it up to God, give it up to the to higher self, to the all that isness, give it up to the energy that creates worlds. Because that energy that creates worlds flows to you and through you. And when you surrender, all of a sudden, you surrender to that energy flowing through you and therefore into your life. Focus only on things that make you happy. When a depressing or frustrating or lack-driven or guilt-driven thought comes up, do your best to forgive yourself in that moment. Forgive yourself. Say, I forgive you. Look in yourself in the mirror, or pull out your phone and put the camera on selfie mode and look at yourself and say, I forgive you. I forgive you. I love you, I forgive you. There's this wonderful chant, this wonderful mantra. It's called Ho'oponopono. And the way that this goes is, thank you, I love you, please forgive me, I am sorry. Now, as you say that to yourself, it's actually, once again, all of this stuff that we talk about has been backed by scientific research. We don't just pull fluff off the internet and, you know, talk to you guys. I work hand in hand with teachers and spiritual masters that are teaching me and that are assisting me in my own path of enlightenment and my own growth. So the stuff that I share with you guys, I want you to know, is not just stuff that we look up on the internet and we're like, oh, this looks cool, let's share it. All this stuff has been scientifically backed and it has been vetted. We share with you only information that we know is factual. Now, we obviously border the line of what, you know, science, what modern science says to be true versus what quantum science says to be true. Because obviously there's trillions of dollars that are going into suppressing information. There's trillions of dollars that are, you know, constantly being funded into these research programs to make sure that the truth doesn't come out. They don't want us knowing that we create our own realities. They don't want us knowing that if we focus on being happy and we visualize the life of our dreams, then we can control, you know, what comes into our lives, because then they would lose their control over us. And that's the exact opposite of what they want. So, having said all this, guys, be good to yourself first. That is most important. When you start to get down, when you start to get frustrated, when you start to get depressed, when you start to feel overwhelmed, that is the best time to forgive yourself. Say, ooh, what am I feeling down for? What am I feeling depressed for? What am I feeling guilty for? What do I need to forgive myself for? You find that out, and then you do it, and then you forgive yourself. Also, you know, in anything, literally anything in the world, anything that you hold on to, I look at yourself and you say your name. So I say, you know, I, David Cohen, forgive myself for being so hard on myself throughout the years. I forgive myself for beating up on myself throughout the years. Something like that. I forgive myself for not believing in myself to my fullest potential when I should have been. That kind of stuff. You know, I forgive myself for not being there for that person when they needed me most. Whatever it might be, I forgive myself for leaving the lights on for too long. Whatever you hold on to, not that that's... Whatever it is that you are holding on to that is keeping you out of alignment, that's what you need to forgive yourself for. And it doesn't matter what it is. It could be micro, macro, doesn't matter. If it's suppressed energy, if it's in there, if it needs to be addressed, if it needs to be healed, you got to let it go. You got to forgive yourself. And the only way to forgive yourself is to surrender. See how it comes full circle? See how that just loops around and it becomes one full circle? Wow, doesn't that make sense? We start one place, we kind of, you know, take the path, we're guided into another conversation, and then it loops us right back around because it's all connected. It's all connected, right? The only way to forgive yourself is to surrender to your own empowerment, surrender to knowing that whatever it is that you did in the past is okay. And from this point on, you have the ability to focus your thoughts, focus your energy only in ways that serve your highest and greatest good. When something comes up for the 10th time, forgive yourself. By not forgiving yourself, you're holding on to the past and you're not allowing these new things to manifest. It's like there's only so much room, and when you have the old furniture that you need to get rid of, you can't put the new furniture in. So you got to get rid of the old furniture, let it go, right? So the only way to forgive yourself is to surrender to knowing that you've done your best, believing in yourself, believing in your own empowerment. Number two, meditate as much as you possibly can. Whether it is sitting in a quiet room and oming, or whether it's listening to music, whether it's dancing to music, whatever it is, 20 minutes a day, meditate, clear your mind, get yourself out of the day-to-day grind, which we're all in all the time. And if you're not in that, then that's amazing. You still got to meditate, realign your energy, do whatever you can to stay focused and in alignment. And most importantly, guys, just understand that you can only be as good to others as you are to yourself. So, all the unconditional love, light, abundance, happiness, joy, alignment, and laughter from our hearts to yours here on Dave's Good Vibration Station. If you guys want to reach out to me on Twitter, you can do so at Good Vibe Station. If you want to email me, you can always do that as well. Dave's Vibration Station at gmail.com. Also, if you want to check out our Instagram, where we also promote high vibration energy, high vibration lifestyle. We also do healing services with sacred ceremonial plant medicine. If you guys are interested in doing a sound bath or healing or anything like that, and you are in the LA area, make sure to check us out on Instagram at divine.mind.tribe. will just be the first one that pops up if you search Divine Mind Tribe. Or you could just go ahead, email me, davesvibrationstation@gmail.com. All right, guys, once again, all the unconditional love, light, happiness, abundance, joy, and appreciation, and most importantly, alignment from our hearts to yours. Love you guys so much, and we will see you next week. Have a wonderful holiday month. Woo! Love you guys. Peace.
You're listening to Dave's Good Vibration Station with Dave Cohen, right here on LA Talk Radio.